Hi, Lisa here from CaminoWays.com. This week we are going to tell you about Le Puy Way. So what is Le Puy Way? The wonderful Chemin de Puy, starting in Le Puy en Velay in France, is the most popular of the Camino de Santiago routes across France. It joins up with the Camino Francés, the most popular route in Spain, at Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port on the French side of the Pyrenees. It is 736 kilometres in length, making it one of the longest Camino routes, but as with all of the ways, it can be broken into short, manageable sections. On average, you would need to walk at least 4 to 5 weeks to complete the full route. The magical Le Puy Way is one of the main Camino trails through France that leads all the way to Santiago de Compostela. Traditionally, this way would have been used by French pilgrims and those travelling from Germany and Switzerland. The Bishop of Le Puy is said to be one of the first pilgrims to walk from Le Puy to Santiago de Compostela in 951 AD. Nowadays, this route is popular for its many charming towns, undulating hills and typical French cuisine. Your starting town for this Camino walk is Le Puy en Velay, which has some stunning highlights like the famous 12th century Notre Dame Cathedral at the top of the 85 metre high volcanic rock overlooking the city. After leaving Le Puy, the route is a superb rural hike through the Aubrac Plateau, leading you all the way to the majestic Pyrenees Mountains. The route leaves Le Puy en Velay, an area in south-central France near the Loire Valley. It used to be said that this route goes through the most beautiful villages in France. Once finished in Le Puy, the most motivated pilgrims continue their way to Santiago de Compostela on the French Way, starting their journey to Santiago de Compostela in Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port. The route has varied terrain with volcanic landscapes and vast green landscapes. This route has some steep ascents to the mountainous Aubrac Plateau before enjoying the wooded region of the Lot Valley. After this, you'll be treated to numerous picture-perfect French towns, including the towns of Conques and Cahors. So what is there to see along the way? Important sites to see include the cathedrals and abbeys in Le Puy, Conques, Cahors and Mozac, plus many interesting smaller churches and other historic monuments. The bridges, art and architecture all make this way worth the walk. So when is the best time to walk and what is the weather like? The route is available to walk throughout the year. There is some snow in the Aubrac and the Pyrenees in the winter and early spring, so you must be careful to check the weather notices in advance. The central part of the route is extremely hot in the summer and it can be raining in the Basque region in the spring. April to June and September to November are the preferred months to walk this way. What will you bring with you on the way? As with any Camino trip, it is important to bring the basics for your long-distance walking holiday. Be sure to pack a good pair of walking shoes or boots, some merino wool socks, sun cream, sunglasses, a small day pack and some comfortable clothing. Depending on the weather and the time of year that you plan to travel, you may need to carry a light rain jacket and some waterproof clothing. You can download our packing checklist at any time at CaminoWays.com. We recommend that you immerse yourself in the local cuisine, speak a few words of French, and enjoy the sleepy French towns along this spectacular route. For a sample itinerary of Le Puy Way or more information about Le Puy Camino, please contact one of our travel specialists at www.caminoways.com. Thank you.